Welcome to the Reality of Herbal Therapy podcast, episode 52. In this episode, I want to share with you some things that I've learned over the last 20 years.
Yeah, but before we begin, we want to inform you of our disclaimer. Do not feel that by listening to this podcast that we've dispensed medical advice to you or have given you the ability to treat yourself or others with this information. We do not directly or indirectly dispense medical advice or prescribe the use of herbs as a form of treatment for sickness without medical approval. It's not the intent of this podcast to diagnose or prescribe. The intent is only to offer herbal information from the herbalist's point of view, only for your consideration. In the event you use this information without your doctor's approval, you are prescribing for yourself, which is your God-given right. But the publisher and authors assume no responsibility.
All right, well, so to begin, let's go back 30 years, back when I was in high school. So, you know, I've been working with these herbs for the last 20 years, but back in high school, there were some things that really came up in my life that really helped solidify how I ended up where I am today. So sometime in high school, I started having like this pain in my back, and it was really hard to concentrate and really hard to keep going with things. And you know, so when you have pain, you go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, and they checked everything out, and they said, well, it looks like it's your kidneys that are bothering you. Here's a prescription. Should take care of it. Go home and get better. So that's what I did. I started taking these pills and stuff, and went home expecting, you know, a couple days I'd be fine and everything would be great. But it didn't fix it. I kept having problems and kept going to the doctor, and, you know, they put me in the hospital for a week, and it was pretty funny being in the hospital. So I was there in Roswell, New Mexico at the time. It was a Catholic hospital, and they put me on the pediatric ward because I was 16, so I'm like halfway in between one and the other. You know, I wasn't quite an adult, but still a kid. So I'm laying there in the hospital ward one day, and there was a knock at the door, and the door opens, and the priest comes in dressed like a clown. And he's like, oh, you're not little enough for me. So he turned and walked out. But it was one of those solidifying my memory that, you know, the priest dressed in a clown represented me being sick and me trying to get over that. So it took a lot of, you know, work to want to be able to get through all of that. And basically because of how things went, and I missed so much school that they wanted me to repeat the 11th grade again. And, you know, it's like there's two kinds of people, from a movie that I really enjoyed, where he said, one of the actors is in the movie, said, I've gone to this high school for 7.5 years. I'm no dummy. And then there's those that want out of high school as fast as they can. Well, I was the latter. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to high school for 5 years. So I dropped out and went on to college. You know, and the whole goal was to get through school, to get myself to that point where I could have a job, take care of my family and everything. But the interesting thing about having that kidney problem was that there was a lot of things that went on. The thing that really taught me how to get over it was a lot of rest, not doing a whole lot of things, you know, avoiding sodas, caffeinated drinks, things like that. So the pills that they gave me, I actually, after a couple of months, found out that they were just, you know, ibuprofen, prescription strength ibuprofens and prescription strength Tylenols, and all they were pain pills, and all they do was cover up the problem and never and not fix anything. They just cover the problem. And in fact, I had it returned in my mid-30s. I had the problem came up again. And I was surprised when I started looking into it that one of the effects of taking all of those pain pills is it destroys your kidneys. So the standard treatment for whatever it is that I was going through is to put you on pain pills so you can cope and get on with life until your kidneys fail, and then they put you on dialysis, which I'm so glad and lucky that I found a different way, a way of doing that that's completely different. So after I got over, the rest, avoiding caffeinated drinks and sodas and things that really tax and put a lot of stuff on the kidneys, I started avoiding those and didn't have much problem after that. So I ended up in France for a couple of years, and I loved France. If I had any way I could, I wanted to live in France. So, I came home, but school has always been an important thing in my family, so I wanted to get that college degree. So I ended up getting a degree from the University of New Mexico in foreign languages and literatures, which has been a wonderful thing to actually have in my brain, multiple languages, and to know about literatures of other countries and things. But my second love was computers. And when I came back, basically, computers were limited to, in high school, we had a computer lab that had four or five computers in it. And I took a computer class, and the work that took most students two and a half class periods took me about 5 minutes. I have a real natural affinity for computers and programming, and I can do quite a lot with them. And so I was working through school, and I was almost done with school, and so it had been 10 years, but I still messed with computers and had computers and things. And I got married to a really wonderful lady. If anybody knows my wife, or they talk about my wife, it's always like, oh, you married the best woman in the world. She's really, really great. So I knew her dad did stuff with herbs, and that was his profession and stuff, but it really wasn't where I wanted to be in my life. I really wanted to move to France. But he, while I was finishing up school, I was in my last year at UNM, he bought a computer to help him do stuff. And, so they would use the computer for business. And then in the evening, the kids would get on it and play on it. And then the next day it wouldn't work. It'd have problems and things. And he had some other people that I knew that were going to UNM for computers, and they'd say, oh, I can fix that. And they would do stuff to it and just make it all the worse. It just got worse and worse. And it was like, because I had such an affinity and natural talent with computers, I said, well, how about I fix it for you? And so it ended up, I came out on the weekends and fixed it. And then they're like, how about 3 days a week? And so I'd come out 3 days a week and kept it going. And then it became 5 days a week. And then it became 25 years. So, and I never left. And thinking about that journey of those 25 years, I've learned things and picked up things that, even though it wasn't my dream to know, there were things that have really shaped and helped me become who I am and how I'm able to take over the business. So working with my father-in-law, sometimes I'll call him Dad, sometimes I'll call him Dr. James, So either way, if I'm saying Dad or Dr. James, it's Dr. James. So, you know, I started out, and he was, at the time when I started, he was doing massage therapy and herbal therapy. And so we got, he would slowly basically train me on how to do things. So I would answer the phone and take care of people's questions and things. And at first I couldn't answer their questions. I had, you know, no clue. I didn't know one product from another. You know, I didn't know Bladney from Fection, from Arthrite to Zyme. I didn't, you know, they all were different names. So basically I was the filter, filter people, and then hand it off to Dr. James and let him answer the questions. But within just a few months, I gained that knowledge of what each formula does and how it works. And so, and quite often, like if Dr. James didn't have a client, I'd get to, you know, we'd visit and talk about who he made the formulas for or how he came up with each individual formula. And so we made, I basically got to learn from him how to work with them. And so one day I was like, so for example, Bladney, which is one that I take all the time because my kidneys have issues. I was like, so it helps with the bladder and the kidneys and the urinary tract and everything that goes with it. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, so it's the urinary system. And he's like, mm-hmm, exactly. And then we'd talk about Hayaz, and it's like, okay, so that helps with the sinuses and the ears and the nose and the throat. And he's like, yep, that's it. And I'm like, so that's the upper respiratory system. And he's like, yep, that's it. So I learned that basically each of the herbs targets certain body systems. And in talking with Dr. James, I learned that there are basically two reasons that we're sick. So Western medicine wants to fix the problem. That's why they give it a name, and they want to fix the problem. There's a drug that fixes the problem, that will fix whatever it is you've got going on. And a lot of, there's certain herbalists that go the same way. It's like, okay, well, this herb will take care of this symptom, and this herb takes care of this symptom. But Dr. James's approach and the approach that he taught me under was that there are two causes of disease. The system is malnourished, which you need to feed it, or there's toxins. And if there's toxins, if you nourish the system will be able to get rid of the toxins. Our bodies are amazing, amazing things, and they can do amazing, amazing processes and keep us healthy. And so as you learn about each of these formulas, you learn that it isn't, Hayaz doesn't take care of allergies. Hayaz doesn't take care of a runny nose. Hayaz doesn't take care of an earache or a headache. Hayaz nourishes the upper respiratory system so that the upper respiratory system can take care of itself. And that's a really important key. So then as you look at each of the formulas and you're like, okay, which ones do I need for whatever symptom I'm having? Instead of looking at the symptom, you want to look at what system of my body is having a problem. So when my kidneys were having a problem, I knew that I needed to nourish the urinary system. Whenever I have allergies and all of that, I know I need to nourish my upper respiratory system. Whenever I'm having digestive issues, an upset stomach, or I know I need to nourish the digestive system. So it's a different approach, but I know once you follow this different approach, it really helps you see I'm not taking care of symptoms. I'm not taking care of a disease. I'm not taking care of a sick body. I'm giving my body what it needs to function properly and to be strong and to be healthy. And so follow that process as you look at the different herbs and what you want to take. So a few years ago, and I'm still having a hard time with this. It's funny because I look at a lot of friends my age, people that I grew up with, high school friends, and they all have gray hair and I don't, and they all look much older than I do. And so, you know, when I look at the life and the choices that I've made, you know, I may not be the most healthy person on the planet, but I see that I have an inner health from many things. So a few years ago, something hit me pretty hard. I started basically feeling sick to my stomach, and I would vomit quite a bit. And it would come, and, you know, there would be pain and stuff, and then it would go away. And then about, you know, a month or two later, it would come back. And the time between these episodes got shorter and shorter, to where it came to a point where every week I would have this pain and I would vomit, and it would kind of help a little bit, but then the pain started, it kept coming back, and it got, the time got shorter and shorter. And as working within what we do, it's like, it was a difficult thing to say, yes, I've got some sort of problem. And it, because it was gradual and came on fairly slowly, I didn't realize it. But my liver, for whatever reason, basically was shutting down, and I wasn't digesting food. And then I would vomit up everything that I had in me, and kind of like kickstart the liver, and I'd go again. Well, it came to a point where I started being sick for every 30 minutes. I would vomit up. I would be really, really sick for every 30 minutes. And basically my liver completely shut down. And so Dr. James did several things, you know, he took care of the liver and everything. And I actually, you know, if you see people that have like a yellow tinge to their skin, basically their liver is not functioning 100%. Dr. James had pointed it out to me one time, as you see people going around, you know, as you're like in the mall or at the grocery store or whatever, you can actually see people whose livers aren't working. You can see it in their skin and in their face. And mine actually, it started to show up that way. So Dr. James did everything he could, and so I was really sick for about a month and a half, 2 months. And but we went through, and Dr. James ran me through a regime of what to do. And when I came through it on the other side, he told me that the day that he came over to visit with me one day, as I was like after I'd had a couple of days of the vomiting every half hour and stuff, he came to talk to me, and he told me a couple months later that he figured I would not last till the end of that week, that he really thought that my life, you know, that I was, my life was over, that I was going to die. And so knowing what we know about toxins and nourishing the system, we nourish the system, we take care of it. And I still do liver flushes quite often to make sure that my liver does not get overloaded with toxins, and that it has what it needs to be healthy. And that is the key. It is so important. It's like, if anything that we can teach through everything that we do, the healer in every home, it's that you learn, nourish the system and keep it free of toxins. And that will generate more health and bring you more vitality in your life than anything else you can do. So after a bit, I got back on my feet again, and it was a real big wake-up call to have a life-threatening moment, a moment where your life could possibly end at any moment because of illness. And, you know, looking back, I don't know what caused it or, you know, what the root cause was. And quite often, Dr. James would say, it doesn't really matter to know what the cause is. All that matters is to know how to feed your system and get rid of the toxins. If you do that, it doesn't matter what the cause is, it's just that you know how to keep up with it and not let it get you again. So it went on for, you know, it's been several years since then. But another difficult thing in being able to step up and take the reins of the company was that Dr. James passed away a couple of years ago, and he wasn't very old. He was only 60. But he left behind quite a legacy that it's quite an honor to be able to continue on in his legacy and to share that with the world. So I get to take that legacy of what he had and everything that I've learned and everything that my wife has learned, and between my wife and I, to continue that legacy and to keep it going and to share with you how to use these herbs and how to take care of yourself to nourish your system and get rid of the toxins. But the greatest thing about taking over this, you know, and like I said, I love computers and I love getting to sit down and do stuff on the internet and do all the things that I do on the internet. But it all comes down to that one-on-one, whether I'm helping somebody on the internet, answering their questions, or when they come into the store, to the office. And that one's going to change. We don't know what we call it. I mean, it changes every couple of weeks, but to our location in Albuquerque. And when I get to work there and people come in and say, okay, I'm suffering from these symptoms, and to walk them through the change from the symptoms to what are we nourishing, which system of your body is weakened or overloaded with toxins. Let's clean it up, get it healthy, and you'll be healthy. So I've loved getting to spend a little bit of time with you. If you have any questions that you'd like us to answer on the podcast, send them in. I've been challenged to do this more often, and I'm taking up the challenge. So I would love to have your questions so that I can continue on with the legacy that I started with Dr. James a couple of years ago.